Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
At Morrisons, get half-price toys on brands like Hot Wheels and Barbie, plus many more in store. That's more play for them and peace for you.
Morrisons to shop at Morrisons.
Majority of stores subject to availability. Excludes online selected toys. Hot Wheels 10-pack was £23, now £11.50. Barbie Beach doll was £19, now £9.50. Offer ends 14th of April.
Welcome back to Pop Off. This week we are covering the final week of Love Island. We get into Whitney arguing with Ella and Tyreek, and we pick our favourites to win.
We also have a small argument about Doja Cat and how she's been treating her fans.
And we give our opinion on Ariana Grande's new relationship.
Hello everybody, welcome back to Pop Off Podcast. I'm here with...
It's Lewis.
And
you
got
are crazy today.
I know. I'm off the fucking chart.
It's because you're on your Holly Bobs tomorrow, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it is.
I'm just on my free holiday, like
just talking about like getting the eyebrows done, getting my lashes done.
No, because that I genuinely think the day before you go on holiday is better than any of the days on the actual holiday. In my opinion,
yeah.
Because it's the especially. Well, it's also kind of like when you. Not when you go with like a boyfriend or like a family or something, because it's like you speak to those people every day anyway. But yeah. You know when you go with like a group of people who like you are really close to, but it's not like your everyday chatting type
yes.
of people. But then you're like constant messaging yeah. the day before. And it's like, oh my God, wait, I actually haven't like hung out with you guys in so long. I can't fucking wait for
I
this
know.
Holiday.
And
like
I'm
that energy.
Yeah, literally. And I'm that person in the group chat that does not reply. Like these have been banging on in the group chat for like literally 3 months and I haven't said a word. They've been meeting up, everything. I haven't met up. I haven't seen none of them. Like I've been MIA and
no,
now I'm just...
But that's what gets me because
I know.
But also,
I'm just that mysterious girl.
Because I can be that in some group chats, but then I can also be the person that just speaks every day in other group chats.
Yeah.
But from a point of view, like in my group chat, I'm speaking specifically of a group chat that I speak in every day, and there's one girl who doesn't.
Yeah.
But then when she starts messaging, everybody else gets so excited because it's like, oh, everyone's
yeah.
here. Like,
yeah. No, but I feel like people are probably hating on me. Like, this Mm-mm. girl does not get involved, but you know, I'll be showing up and I'll be showing out. talking about holidays, Lewis, where the hell are you? I was about to say, where are you going? Where the hell have you been?
I've just been back. I went to Mexico. I went to Los Cabos. I was calling it Cabo the whole time.
Yeah.
It's not Cabo. It's Los Cabos.
I thought it was Cabo. That's what Americans
Yeah,
say.
I think it's like non-Mexican, like people have just like made it more like Englishable
Cabo.
By calling it Cabo. But like, so we had to fly to Mexico City first, but then like go out of the Mexico. Oh my God, wait, sorry about that. We had to go to Mexico City first. And then like stay overnight in Mexico City and then go back to a different terminal at Mexico City airport the next day. And I was telling people, they were like, where are you flying to? Like the Mexican airport, like staff people. They were like, where are you flying to today? And I was going like Cabo and they were like, where? And I was like, Cabo. And they were like, where? And I would like check my ticket and I was like, Los Cabos. They were like, oh, this way. And I was like, wait, what? And then we got there and I asked the transfer and he was like, no, it's not Cabo, it's Los Cabos. So I was like, oh, okay. But yeah, I went to Los Cabos. That was fun. I went out. I sunbathed. I went to a strip club.
Did you? How was the strip club?
It was lit, actually. No, it was like a strip club outside. It was expensive, but it was fucking fun as hell. I genuinely would go as like a normal club if the crowd was better because it was just old men. But like the vibe was so cool because it was like in the evening and it was dark, but like there were spotlights on the stage and it was like outside and it was like a beach club, but at night with a pole in the middle of strippers.
And what type of strippers was it? Was it like skinny white girls or like big bunda?
Mixed. So mixed bag.
Nice.
Yeah. And like, and then you like, and also like, it wasn't like there was like cabanas and stuff, but like if you wanted a private dance, like you went downstairs. It wasn't like old creepy men. I actually did.
Did you actually?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And I felt so awkward,
really?
But she knew I was so gay and it was so like she kind of knew it as well.
I
went to New York after. I went to the Box in New York.
Oh yeah, go on.
I've been to the Box in London a few times and I do like it, but the Box in New York, oh my God, it is so much better.
Really? Why?
The performance, like the London performances are good and it's like If you've never been to the Box before, it's basically like this club, which is like, they do like these crazy shows throughout the night. And I know when I've been to the London one before, it's been things like, people will put an egg up their vagina and pretend to be a chicken and push it out, stuff like that.
Yeah.
The New York one, well, first of all, there was actual genuine shows, trained circus act people were like flying about and swinging themselves oh, wow. and throwing them about on trapezes.
Was it really big?
It was quite big, but the world, it made me physically sick, actually sick to my stomach. A girl pretended she had diarrhea and took all her clothes. What it was she was dressed up as an old grandma and was pretending she was in an old people's yeah. home, and then took off her dress. So she was naked, but arched her back to the audience, pushed out her asshole,
and liquid, anal prolapse.
And liquid went all over the front row, in their faces,
Oh my God.
Fuck, I wasn't on the front row.
That's so NYC though.
I was not on the front row, so I got away with that.
So wait, you watch it as a performance?
Sort of. So you're drinking and it's a normal club. And I genuinely think it was the best music I've ever done at a club. It started off sort of 90s, early 2000s rap. There was a lot of Lil Kim. It was Lil Kim, Biggie Smalls, 50 Cent, all that kind of stuff. And then the shows started, and then after the shows it went a bit more late 2000s, early 2010s. It was a lot of Kanye, old Drake. And then towards the end of the night, 3 till 5 a.m. it was Cardi, Nicki. It was such good music. It was so good. Yeah.
So now I need to go to the Box. Do you have a connect?
Y'all already know I do. Anyway, what have I missed from your life while I've been away?
Nothing really. Well, I went to Girls Don't Stink, love them, on the weekend, and I was telling you how, because you were like, oh.
Wait, this is it's so not a conversation we need to have on the podcast, but before I went away, I didn't know that I was actually away, can I fucking speak? I didn't know I was going away over the event, but Isla was saying to me that she was buying tickets for the evening, but the evening worked for the day, and I was like, did that work for you in the end?
Yeah, well, we went at 4, because I didn't really understand the tickets at all. It said it's after 4 or something, but then the only other tickets was 12 till 4, so I don't really get it. It was weird. The weather was shit anyway, so we got there at about 7 and it felt like it was pitch black dark. I was absolutely fucked, but I just can't trust myself to post stories anymore, and then the next day I'm too hanging to be oh my God, I just went here yesterday. Mm. Even though I love the girls, I do Matty's my friend and stuff, but I'm just even if it's supportive, I'm just cringe, yeah. Can't even touch my phone for the next 4 days.
I still haven't posted my last story from New York, and I'm I've been in the UK for over 2 days now, so it's they're obviously just not getting posted. I can't pretend I'm still in New York in 4 days time.
No, just do it tonight. Just do it today.
It's too long now.
You just gotta go for it, bub.
I can't. Anyway, Isla also had something that she wanted to rant about.
Yeah, I just wanted to rant about, basically, on my story, I put up a screenshot, and I feel as though with technology moving quite quickly and people wanting a quick response, they feel like they need to give a quick shortened question, which is fair enough. And to do that, you can just abbreviate words X, Y, Z, but it doesn't mean you have to lose your fucking manners. And people have this thing where they think it's okay to message me in capitals, where's this? Top, and do you know what triggers me the most is when people put top question mark. I'm trying to search
bottom question mark.
Yeah, do you know I'm trying to search for who the fuck you're talking to, because I don't get why we need to lose manners, because I'm not a slave. I understand that this might be my job, but I'm not slaving away giving you people the fucking codes and the details, because there'll be code afterwards. No, bit.
Girl, I'm not a fucking computer.
And do you know what pisses me off the most about it? It would be a plain white t-shirt with a heart on it. Bitch, search up white t-shirt with heart. It's probably Comme des Garçons. Do you know, I don't own a Comme des Garçons top, but you know what I mean? It's very just go through the comments or something, but it's just, it's usually the people that where it's a very easy solution to find out where the fuck or what it yeah. is, and they're usually the rudest. So obviously there is like a common denominator of you just being dumb,
but also it's like you're more likely to get a reply. Like if you really want to know that bad, you're gonna get a reply if you ask nicely.
Yeah,
well not necessarily, but you're more like someone's more like if I'm going through my DMs, I'm more likely to reply to someone who's like, hey babe, like you look absolutely unreal, like would you mind saying where this top's from?
Yeah,
then someone just going top question mark, like yeah. why would I look at that and be yeah. like, oh my god, wait, I need to help this girl
like,
out.
Even like an ex, even if yeah. you put, where's this top from, X, like I literally would reply to you. I'll try anyways. But yeah, just that, you're getting posted on the story. You're lucky that I don't fucking put your app. Next time I will. But yeah, that's my rant over. Have fucking manners.
We have had some drama in the celeb world this week. Doja Cat has been caught being rude to her fans. So if you don't know about all this, then you have been living under a rock, because it's all that's been on my fucking Twitter this week and I'm so tired of this discourse. Yeah, I'm still going to add to it today. Doja Cat basically tweeted, if you don't know, Doja Cat's fans are called kittens. And she basically tweeted out being like, you ain't like my fan if you call yourself a kitten, like you're a creep, I don't know you people. And someone like all a lot of her fans were replying being like, wait, like what, like we love you. And she would reply being like, I don't know you, like I like you can't love me, like yeah. you don't know who I fucking am. And she's basically receiving backlash because it's like, these are the people who have given you a career, these are the people that have given you a platform, these are the people who have like given you like the lifestyle that you have now. It's also come at the same time as her like basically shitting on all of her old music, being like, it's all shit, like anyone who listens to that music like has no taste. And also comes at the same time that she has been announced to be dating someone who's very controversial and has some bad allegations. He's called Jay Cyrus, I'm pretty sure, and I'm pretty sure he's like a streamer or something, and he's just like some fat ugly white man.
I just can't deal with everyone being called fucking Cyrus.
Yeah, I thought he was related. Yeah, I thought he was related to Miley Cyrus. I don't know why. Anyway, the fans aren't liking this. She's lost almost 600,000 Instagram followers after she told her fans to get a job because they were like, basically a bunch of like Doja Cat's biggest fan pages were deactivating their accounts because they were like, we don't support her anymore. And someone was like, I'm still here. And she was like, get a job. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I already know you're on Doja Cat's side.
I am. I love her.
It's disgusting.
Sorry. No, she is funny. I don't care. Sorry, she's funny.
I don't think that's funny.
No, because
I don't think it's funny because it's like I do understand her point with parasocial relationships. Like, you don't know Doja Cat, like, but you can still love her. Like I don't like the fact that, like, I mean, I don't like it for two reasons. Number one reason is that she's being rude to people who have given her a career. You can say to people, hey guys, like, she's in every right to find like this whole, like her fans a bit creepy, and like this whole sort of like being a famous person that people are obsessive with you. You are all in your right to find that creepy, but I think there's a way to go about it in a nice way instead of going straight in and being like, you're fucking losers, get a fucking job, you creep.
Yeah, no.
You could be like, guys, I actually need like a little bit of distance. Like, could you all please sort of respect that?
Yeah, but that just wouldn't be Doja though, would it?
But then it's like, what? Well, you're a cunt then. Like, you're not a good person.
But I feel like her fans already know that. Do you know what I mean? And people love her because of that. So, like, this is like the first blip where she's letting people know, like, this is what it is, isn't it? So you're either with me or you're not. And the thing is, don't get me wrong, I don't think she's not being rude. Like, I think she is being rude. But I find it funny because, like, everyone just thinks that like these like people are fucking weird, and I feel like maybe the people that are messaging her like are always in her comments. I always have the same, like, there's a couple people that are just always in my comments, and it might be them, and she might just be like, fuck me, you guys are fucking annoying.
But I just think that there's
like, and I don't think that about my people, by the way.
There's a line between like like rude and mean. I think this instance crossed into mean, like telling people who have like supported her and bought, literally spent their own money like to fund her lifestyle to get a job.
But why?
Because it's like, you can just be like, guys, can you like give me...
Why have they paid?
What, like, like bought her merch, bought her tour tickets, paid for her music and albums to get her in the charts. And she's told them to get a job. Like, I'm yeah. sorry, that's nasty.
Yeah, like, that is me.
And I also don't like the fact that she's like like a lot of people find like comfort in music and find like an escapism through music. Like people who like and I mean, this is like maybe a reach, but like people listen to her music and like view, like have like call, like get that. Do I want to say like one more fucking time? People listen to her music and get a parasocial relationship through that because they find comfort in it. And I get that she might find that a bit creepy, but it's like sort of like crushing that sort of escapism for people who may be like listening to her music in like a bad situation or like in a, being upbrought in a household where they aren't celebrated. Like yeah. Say for someone who might be like gay and in the closet, but listen to Doja music as like an escape. And then her being like, get a fucking job, you losers. Like, I don't call yourself that. Like, you're freaks.
No.
It's just like, oh, so like I listened to this person because I thought like they understood me and it was an escape from like my toxic situation, but they're just horrible as well.
I just think that she is like, it doesn't surprise, I find it funny because it just doesn't surprise me, because if I was a mega fan and she said that to me, like, she's so erratic, like her behavior is always so so erratic. So she goes like, she does, she'll be on live like constantly, and then she'll suddenly not be on live, and then she'll start posting like with her weird tattoos that she gets, and now she's like cussing all her fans. Like, she goes through erratic phases of just doing random things. So it's just part, I feel like it's honestly just part of her, whether or not it's right or wrong. To me, it's funny.
Yeah, I do think it is a part of her and it's a part of her whole brand, but I also feel like I kind of hate it because I'm also like, in one, I hate, because I'm now contradicting myself, because I do believe in the fact that like people in the public eye shouldn't be held accountable to be a responsibility or held accountable to be a role model, because it's like people's parents should be monitoring that. Like, it shouldn't be someone's duty online to not post something just to be a role model. But I also think there is then like a second line where it's just like, okay, you are actually like famous and have millions of followers. Like, you do kind of actually have to catch yourself.
But like, she's just, but I feel like this is the thing. I think people, this is what she doesn't want people to do, is put her on that pedestal, because there's people that are doing,
but
way,
you, well, don't put, but don't like publicly like post your music and go on tour and all that shit then.
But it's just, I feel like it's just,
you can't reap the benefits of fame and the support of all your fans, but also be like, don't love me, don't do this, don't do that, but then also at the same time be like, guys, my tour's next week, guys, I'm dropping this new album next week. Like, just fucking like post it on like SoundCloud or something and move on with your life.
Yeah, I mean, I guess people, yeah, I guess so. I mean, I just think like, for me, it doesn't offend me. So yeah, maybe I'm just looking from an outsider point of view. So for me, it's just funny. I think people just do, people do way worse. Like, yeah. For me, how I think you see her is how I see Nicki Minaj. Like, I think Nicki Minaj fucking hates her fans. Like, I think she, like, she...
But Nicki doesn't. Like, and I'm saying this as an ex-Barb. Like, I don't stand Nicki like that anymore. But I can see like a gen, like, you see interactions of Nicki with
but
fans.
But I feel like she's very still like, you stand there, I stand here. Like, that's how I view her. And I feel like, I think that Doja Cat is very much more apparent with it. She just says it how it is. And I do understand that this is like obviously a conversation that about like how Doja Cat is acting, but she is just any other celebrity. So just take it as you will.
Yeah. I've always like, she has, obviously Doja Cat has always been a little bit controversial, and I have never really been like, like, I've kind of just been like side-eyeing it. I've never, this is the first sort of instance to my knowledge before people start being, coming out the woodworks being like, oh, so this is the only thing you're pissed off about, and she's done this before, like, yeah. To my knowledge, this is the first thing that she's done that I'm like, okay, like, this is actually just like not nice to watch.
I get what you mean, but because I like Doja Cat, but I'm obviously not that much of a mega fan, she's obviously just trying to filter people out, innit? That is obviously what she's trying to do, because for me, I'm still going to buy a ticket and people might turn around to me and be like, well, it's in America, isn't it?
Anyways. Yeah, I think so.
But if she was to perform, I would still go see her, because I rock with Doja Cat. Like, I actually like her music, but I feel like she's honestly filtering people out. So she's getting rid of those mega fans that she doesn't want anymore. So... But it's for people to be offended or people to not be offended, but she's still going to have the fans that are going to be there. And obviously it's going to be the ones that don't really give a fuck if she's telling them to like not love me and I don't love you and stuff like that.
Yeah, I do get that.
I'm a fan, I'm a stan, but tell me you don't love me, I couldn't give a shit.
Yeah.
And I'll buy your merch and I'll spend $1 million on you.
But my only thing and my last thing that I'm going to say on that is that I am like, you can't, I don't know, actually.
But you can, though.
But you know, what I was going to say is, it's just, like, that's fine to do that and do all that shit, but then... You can't be like begging for public support on Twitter and being like.
But when does she do that?
Like when she like is like doing interviews and like being like dropping like.
But how is that begging?
Because it's like, why do you want all this promo and press if you don't want people to be obsessed with you?
But I guess she's just. But is that not part of her label though? Her doing that, I feel like a lot of the things that she's had to do is all part of her.
Well,
label.
Well, don't go through a label then. Just go independent.
But it's so hard because some people get tired up, like Meg. And Lil Nas, the list goes on.
Okay, but she's not made that up. I just think
But
that,
maybe
like,
she can't.
She picks and chooses very
maybe
much.
Maybe she's in the Hollywood Illuminati.
She fucking is. Like, I'm sorry. I didn't believe Illuminati was real until recently, and I don't
Yeah,
think
have it, you seen that thing on TikTok?
No, what thing?
Oh, not the Illuminati, but just like about the Hollywood.
Yeah. I didn't think it was that real until recently, and I don't think it's like a devil and like people have to sell their soul to be famous. But I definitely think there is some sort of like an underground mafia of famous people, but which like they get into and like it's almost like a community where they help each other out. It's like, this is how you can get more rich kind of vibe. I don't think it's a whole like, you know, like when you were younger and you used to watch like videos on YouTube and it was like, listen to this backwards and you can hear Rihanna worship the devil. I don't think it's like that. And like when I was younger, I fully believed that like these like fate, like Beyonce got sucked down to the underground hell to have a meeting with Satan. I don't think it's fucking that, but there is definitely some dark sort of like group of famous people who are like, hey, like come over here. Like, listen, if you do this, like, we'll, like, accept you in and we'll show you how to get more famous and rich.
I definitely do think that they drink blood and there's weird shit with
Well, there's all children. That Scientology shit.
And also, like, Oprah Winfrey and Naomi Campbell are fucking weird.
Naomi Campbell's a freak.
And, no, but have you seen that?
There's something recent that came out about her as well. What
yeah,
was
but
it?
Have you seen the, Oprah Winfrey's, what's it called? It's like her spiritual advisor is the wrong thing, but it's something to do with that.
Right.
He's just been like incriminated for trafficking like thousands of women. And Naomi Campbell and Oprah Winfrey are always tied to people.
Yeah,
Jeffrey
Naomi,
Epstein.
And Naomi Campbell was linked to Ghislaine. Is that how you say it?
Ghislaine.
Maxwell,
don't know.
That
yeah, that Maxwell woman.
That freak.
But yeah.
Is she British?
Yeah, they all are.
They all are. It's British people that are the fucking problem.
Yeah. Apart from Doja Cat.
She ain't British.
I know.
Oh.
But she is the problem.
Retrograde is in full swing. I don't even know if Retrograde is actually happening, but I just read a tweet and my actual source of information in life is Twitter, because I was sat out there earlier and our podcast producer Katie was like, I was like, let's include this fact. And Katie was like, where did you hear it from? And I was like an unverified account called Juice Pop on Twitter, and I Googled it and it wasn't true. And I was like, I need to actually fact check myself because I just read anything and take it as real online. But apparently it's in Retrograde and it's a retrograde that affects couples. Because
when is it not in fucking Retrograde?
I know. I mean, life, yeah. Ra Alejandro, who is a singer, a Latin America singer, and Rosalia have broken up. Sofia Vergara and her husband has broken up. And the biggest one of all, Ariana Grande has split from her ex, well, now ex-husband, Dalton Harris. They met in mid-February in 2020 and then got engaged in December of the year, married in May last year. I remember, right, it was a very, like, secretive sort of thing. Like, I'm pretty sure she just broke it on Instagram one day that she actually did get married. And she has...
Oh, she's married?
Yeah, she was married to him.
Oh.
And
oh yeah, because she had that really cute outfit, that really cute dress and stuff.
I'm pretty sure it was just like it wasn't like a whole done thing. Like they just got married with friends and family and then dropped it on Instagram one day. Yeah. But she's been over here in London filming the new Wicked film, and apparently that there was like rumors that they just like he was struggling with her being filming and like he didn't like how much in the limelight she was. And now they're divorced, and reports have emerged that she's dating her Wicked co-star Ethan Slater. Let's talk about this first before we get onto the drama surrounding that. This man is okay. So obviously Ariana
is that what he looks like?
You know what, I don't find him
Lewis, seriously, babe, are you actually joking?
There's
are you
some
actually
pictures. There's no wait, there's
I won't wait.
I don't know. He's
not someone that is like...
He's not someone that I would expect Ariana Grande to leave her husband over. However, you never know people's personality.
He definitely looks like he's part of Wicked.
Yeah, they met on the Wicked set, but he also played SpongeBob SquarePants in SpongeBob SquarePants the musical.
He looks more like Patrick.
And it was quite a shock. I think people didn't expect it. And what made it even more shocking was that he was actually married as well with a one-year-old. And Ariana,
a one-year-old.
And Ariana Grande hung out with the husband, him and his wife and the kid multiple times. And
Ariana.
Now he is divorcing his wife.
Yes.
And no one is yet to actually... This is all... the divorces are not allegedly because they've actually been like... sent for submission or whatever the word is, but the sort of secret affair is alleged because neither parties have commented on it, so we don't actually know if it's true, but it's looking very likely. It's not Ariana Grande's first time doing this. However, she did also provide us the song Honeymoon Avenue, so I can't really be too pissed off at her. I love that fucking song.
God, like... But this is the thing, yeah. Cheating is way worse than saying like, to my fans, I don't love you. That is a way worse example to set.
You got me there.
Like,
I guess. But
do you know what I mean? That's
she warned you all. She did that song, I Want It, I Got It. And she did that song, Break Up With Your Boyfriend, I'm Bored. Like,
does she write her own music?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like the girl like has said like that she...
She just does not strike me as someone that just would ever do this. Like,
I've always had a question mark on her ever since that Big Sean Naira
I
Rivera
love thing. That. I've always had a question mark.
Like, I've always just been like, you ain't as innocent as you yeah. seem. Because Naya Rivera wrote in her book that she got home from, I think she said that she got home from set one day while she was dating Big Sean and Ariana Grande was in the house. Next thing I knew, they were dating.
God, I do not want Ariana Grande around.
I think she did it to Pete Davidson's partner as well and Dalton Harris's partner as well. So this is her fourth offense, I think.
And she cheated on Matt Miller.
Yes, so fifth.
The list probably fucking goes on though. We're not even talking about high school or college.
Yeah.
I'm not really in the Ariana Grande world, but yeah. Now you have told me about her being married and stuff, it does ring about like the dress and stuff. And then when I start thinking about marriage and all of that and all the ag that you've got to go through, that's bad for him as well. He's not even a ting.
Yeah. I don't know, because I'm just like, a part of me is like, but then obviously she did this prior, but like she's been through a lot in life. Like we should give her a break.
No.
But... she, obviously the Big Sean thing was like 10 plus years ago.
This is so like yeah, this is like serial offences, you know. You can't just have...
Yeah, I can't just... I genuinely can't. And I don't even know why I'm trying to. I'm not even that big of an Ariana Grande fan. Especially when I'm always calling out men for doing it. And I'll admit a flaw that I am sometimes a little bit double standards in terms of like I sometimes give women... more lenient than men when it comes to things like cheating
yeah.
and relationships and stuff like that. Just because I'm always like, men are cunts. Men and men are usually the ones doing this if we want to be
exactly.
honest about it. So then when a woman does
so
it,
there
I
must
always
be
wanna
a reason.
Give, I want to always give her a little bit of grace because yeah. it's just like, well, men do it, so why can't women? But she is obviously in the wrong.
Yeah.
But I did also want to ask, we mentioned at the start, Sofia Vergara has broken up with her... I almost said wife, husband, I think of like 10 years, called Joe. I can't remember his surname. It's like Magliona. We googled him before and he's so fit. He's ooh, sexy as hell.
Yeah,
but they broke up because she didn't want kids and he did. Do you think if you are in a relationship with the love of your life and you're like, I'm literally like there is no one else for me, do you think having kids is a deal breaker?
Yeah.
Even if you are literally like, I can't imagine myself with anyone else other than you. And you wanted kids.
Yeah. I want kids so bad. If my man turned around to me and said, I don't want kids.
But say if like it was, obviously you have that conversation, but like it was like, I guess it depends because it's like, obviously we don't know what conversations they've had in their relationships. Like she could have always just been like stringing along like, it's a possibility.
Yeah.
And then it's gotten to like an age yeah. where it's like, we need to have them now. And she's like, I don't want it.
Yeah.
But then I'm always like, I don't understand how you can be so on different pages 10 years into a relationship.
That's what I always think as well. Like, this is the conversation yeah. from day one. But then again, it makes more sense because it's been so long. So feelings probably change.
Yeah.
I guess.
Or I guess maybe he was also on the grounds that he didn't want kids. And then they got like 10, like he got to an age where he was like, wait, I actually, because I can definitely see that happening. Obviously nowhere near the same degree. I think that man's like 40 years old and I'm literally 24. But like when I was like 19, I was like, kids. Like I never, and like them now, the more I get older, the more I'm like, I actually wouldn't mind. Like I can definitely see how like you could get in a relationship and both agree that you don't want kids. And then as years go by and you get older, you start to be like, actually, I want kids. One of you could be like, I want kids now.
These are things that always scare me about relationships. Not necessarily this conversation, but just the ever-changing feelings and plans of someone else's future.
And you have to rely on that.
But you do, though. Because even for me, I'm... In terms of just so much at the moment, like small things, you really do rely on your partner when you get into a relationship. As much as you want to be that independent woman, for you to really join forces and like be a force together and whatnot, all that cringe shit, like you actually do have to really rely on each other. So for me to rely on him wanting kids in like, it's a big promise. Like we say, for example, we want kids like when we're like, I don't know, just before we're 27 and then I turn around and I'm
That's
like...
That's soon.
I know.
You really would want kids in the next 2 years?
Three.
No, you're about to turn 25, aren't you?
Yeah, and like...
Oh. And you said just before 27.
Can we just say like 2 and a half? There's no way I'm turning 25. That's
But that's what I mean. You are, like people... And I was having this conversation with someone the other day.
I mean like 27, 28. Like before 30. Yeah, I don't mind 30. Right. But me personally, I would have kids at my mom's age. But she had me at 37.
Yeah, I think my mum had me at 33, I want to say.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But he wants kids mad young. And this, we haven't been together for that long. These are just conversations we just like to have because we get run out of things to talk about. But then things always change. And also with us as well, like we're always moving around.
Yeah.
Well, in the future we will be, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was having a conversation with someone the other day about how the general age of having a child has gone up so much. And it's kind of in relation to like the, not us getting political.
I know.
Pop off.
I was about to say
that's like because of the economy and stuff that people can't afford to have kids at a younger age anymore. Yeah. But I was like, I wonder if, obviously, not as being like, oh, we're about to get political and now I'm about to say the world's dumbest fucking thing. I don't mean the population's going to go down. But I mean like, is there, like, I wonder if there will be like an effect on
there'll be less
children and
no,
like
it
less,
has massive effects. Yeah. So, because my mom works in a school, they close loads of schools. And
really?
They've started, she works in a primary school and... Yeah. Anyways, they started like close. There's a lot of primary schools in like where I live, Southwark, that have started closing down and stuff. And obviously, if there's less people, then the production, how the demand for things, there won't be the people to be able to meet the demands of how society will be in the future.
Yeah.
So, for example, in Italy, they're having really bad growth rate. They're having a real population decline.
Fuck Italy, by the way.
Oh.
Sorry.
Why?
They've been really transphobic and homophobic.
They've gone really right wing. So is Spain, apparently.
Oh, I haven't seen the Spain stuff, but I know what I'm speaking about on the Italy thing. They were having a pageant and they were basically wouldn't allow trans women to enter into the pageant because they said that to enter the pageant, you had to be assigned at birth female, but then some activists did some really clever things and a bunch of trans men applied because they were like, well, we were born at birth female, so like we can enter, which was really fun. And they've also allegedly, if I can remember this right, I'm pretty sure they've started taking lesbian mothers off of birth certificates.
No way.
Yeah, so fuck Italy, but carry on.
That's insane.
Just a little bit of education for ya.
Yeah, damn. I mean, how do you even like, what would you, okay, so say you were the prime minister, I know this is going to sound really dumb, but if you were the prime minister, what would you do? What would be your marketing scheme to get everyone to start fucking having kids?
Oh, okay. You can't. You just have to fix the cost of living crisis first, which they don't want to fix because they're benefiting
from
it.
Okay, but say like it wasn't anything to do, like what would be your marketing scheme?
Like you just needed to... I don't know.
Just get people to have kids. Like, what would you have that would entice?
Okay, so, but also to do it in a morally ethic way. Like, you can't just like ban abortions and ban condoms. Let's do something morally ethical.
Yeah.
Ethically moral.
Yeah. That might come next.
What posters would we put up? We kind of mean around the village.
Yeah.
I'd get a bunch of hot mums and give them like a daytime TV show. Or like a nighttime TV show, and it's like, oh wow,
it's giving like Love Island Mums.
Yeah, like, so then it's like, oh wait, you know what? Actually, I would just fucking give like I would just make all the TV shows play because trust me, put on one of those TikToks of like those like young mothers who have adorable like kid.
Yeah.
And I'll be if you put that on every single TV channel 24/7, I'm gonna give in.
Yeah. I am gonna give in. Like, no Netflix, just have to watch that.
Like, I will be having a kid within the year.
Or do you know what has made me broody? What? Is, you know, those, that TikTok trend, and it's like the dad walk when you when like he's carrying the carrier just as like you're walking out of the hospital after giving birth.
Yeah, I have seen that.
I cannot wait to see my man do that.
Anyway, enough political stuff. Back to non. That wasn't even fucking political. That was political.
That is as political as we're going to find.
Political for dummies. And speaking of dummies, we'll be back more to speak about Love Island, our favorite topic, just after this.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to Pop Off. We have had a new engagement. We have had the long-awaited, for me personally, engagement of Molly Mae. Now, I don't think couples need to get married, but they just seem like someone that would.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Obviously, they are very traditional.
Yeah.
Do you know what I was thinking the other day? I was like, Molly Mae, everybody is like, Molly Mae is the UK Kylie Jenner, but I kind of feel like Molly Mae is more like the UK's Katie Price, not in the sense of Katie Price is now, but like to Molly Mae to us is how like Jordan was to my mum.
Yeah, but Jordan was not.
I guess Jordan wasn't classy.
Jordan was not influential at all.
She was. She would shut down like play, like she was, but obviously being an influencer wasn't a thing back then. Like she would, she obviously wasn't a style, but if she had Instagram, people would, she'd probably be like the most, one of the most followed like reality people. Do you know what I mean? Like, but I'm, anyway, this was an irrelevant topic, but I am, it was really cute, the engagement.
Wait, sorry, can I just say, I feel like Molly Mae is like the influencer of like, you see how we see Taylor Swift being like, I feel like Molly Mae is that of the influencer world. So she's just like the vanilla.
Is she even still like, obviously like she used to sell out, like she would wear a jacket and would sell out. Is she even like that anymore? I feel like people just like her now for her. Like, I feel like after Love Island, people were like tapped into like her fashion and stuff because she used to take really good pictures. But
yeah, but she sold out like that Zara jacket. Like all the
girls. Oh, that was recent. Yeah,
yeah, that was quite recent. And she only really wears designer stuff now.
Yeah, true. So it's less achievable. Yeah. But I kind of feel like there was an era where like, everybody dressed like her. Like she
bro, she's got bare followers, you know.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't quite
believe
it.
She does not
do you know who else has so many fucking followers? Charlotte Crosby. She has about 6 million.
Oh really?
From Geordie Shore. 6 million followers.
Charlotte Crosby's quite jokes though.
Yeah, no, she's hilarious.
Now she's on her like mum. Is it the one that's got the mum that's got the kid?
Yeah, but she has had 6 million for like mum, like years even.
But now she's on like the mum jig. Like she's very.
I know. I just couldn't believe
like body and stuff, like body positivity and stuff.
I just couldn't believe someone from Geordie Shore had that many followers.
No, she's got 8.7.
8 points. That's more than Molly Mae, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Like, who is that? I guess people like that are like, and I think that's why Selena Gomez is the most followed. They're lucky that they, like, they...
Wait, Molly's got 7.6 now.
She gone down?
No, I thought she had 3 million.
Ekansu and Amber Gill have 3 million.
Amber Gill has 3 million.
Like, oh my. And I think Kem, like, and Chris.
Oh, right.
Like, Molly Mae always had lows. I remember when Molly Mae first came off Love Island, she didn't, like, post on Instagram for, like, a week. And everybody was like, oh my God, where is she? And then she dropped a picture of like her and Tommy and it got like something ridiculous, like a million likes in an hour.
Really?
Yeah. Love Island used to be so big.
Yeah, it was. It's such a shame that they can't.
It's, oh my God, the culture around Love Island used to be on when you
just
couldn't leave the
house.
Like these people were actual, like it felt like an event when they landed. I remember when like that series, when they all like flew back after the final and like they were all landing in the airport and the paparazzi pics were all like, they felt like they were like fucking like Kim Kardashian and Taylor Swift, like it was huge. And now it's just like they might be
say
like
huge.
But the engagement was really sweet. I thought,
yeah, it was lovely.
Oh, that video made me tear up.
Yeah, I that's like exactly how I would want my engagement to
be. It was cute. Wait, I saw something that like apparently, oh, what was it? It was like there was a reason that they got engaged. Like the point, the place that they got engaged had...
Where is it? I was trying to find out.
I don't know, but I read on Twitter that it had some sort of connect, or maybe it was a TikTok I saw, it had a connection to something to do with their relationship.
Oh, okay.
Maybe
it was like it would make sense.
Final date on Love Island.
Yeah.
Something like that. You know...
So it's in Mallorca then?
I don't actually know. I could be making this fucking up.
Probably.
Because I can't properly remember it, so I'm just like chatting shit now. I loved that Cara and Nathan got engaged in the Love Island villa. Do you know who Cara and Nathan are from season 2 of Love Island? No. Or did you not watch season 2? They basically won season 2.
Cara and Nathan is
yeah,
her name.
Yeah, and he proposed... They went
Cara and Nathan.
Cara, Nathan.
What's
the two
Cara's
parts.
Surname?
De La Hoyd.
De...
They like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And they went back to the Love Island villa for him to propose.
Oh, yeah, sweet.
I'm happy for Molly May.
Yeah, I am happy for
her. It makes sense for her journey in
life.
You
can't fault Molly May, apart from her PLT shit. Like, you actually can't, like, I have nothing bad to say. I really do like Molly May. Yeah. I just think she's just very, but she is just a girl's girl. Like, I feel like she's very, like, normal.
Yeah.
And she's like, and it's good that she's just talking about everything. She's just sweet, isn't it?
My friend was saying, they were like, oh, like, obviously Molly May is so big to like our age group, and they were like being like, I'm kind of surprised that like, the Molly May engagement isn't as big of a deal as I thought. Like, in her head, oh, when Molly May gets engaged, that's going to be huge. And like, the announcement was
big. How huge could it get?
But I feel like her announcing she was pregnant was bigger. Like, her announcing she was pregnant, I spoke about that for days.
But that's so going on to what you were going to say.
But I said, I don't think it's as big of a deal because she, like, it, like everybody was just sort of waiting for it to happen.
Yeah.
And if anything, it's like maybe like even a bit delayed.
Well, yeah, it just makes sense now.
I genuinely thought they weren't going to get married. It's sort of like Zoella and Alfie Days. It's like, When they actually announce it, no one's going to really care because it's just sort of, you're waiting for it.
It honestly does not surprise me that. Like I just feel like it's just, it had to happen. Like, now she's got a baby. Like, what's next? She's going to get engaged. And if she doesn't get engaged, then that would be more the talking point.
Yeah.
But now she's engaged. It's just like, I'm not surprised. I'm happy for you. And that's that, innit? Like... Yeah, it just seems like it's all aligning.
Anyway, back onto the current season of Love Island. We have not had a catch up for 2 weeks now. But the Love Island moves too fucking quick. We can't go through 2 weeks of this shit because I can't even remember what happened 3 days ago on the show.
No, honestly. Well, I can because that was the last time I watched it.
I got called out on Twitter.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I called Tyreek out on his behaviour because he told Whitney to shut up, and that's not the first time he's told a girl to shut up on the show. So I tweeted something like, because I'm really, really scared Tyreek and Ella are going to win. I'm really scared. Mm. And it's going to actually like upset me. It's going to upset me. It's going to piss me off. And it's going to give this season a sour taste because it's like, why are we rewarding a fucking man who is disgusting? Mm. Like, and I don't, and I basically tweeted, I was like, oh, like we need to make sure Tyreek is nowhere near the prize money. Because Ella and Tyreek have so many fans and they're fucking scary as hell.
Really?
Yeah. I tweeted something like, Tyreek needs to be nowhere near the prize money after he's spoken to women. Like we literally can't reward that. People coming at me being like, you always have something to say about Tyreek. Why do you never call anyone else out? Like, Mitchell's also... Is Mitchell in a shot of winning? No.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, I wouldn't tweet being like, we need to make sure Mitchell's not going to win because he ain't fucking winning. Yeah. Like, obviously, she's like, shut up.
We can just briefly say that Mitchell is the most annoying Love Island to ever step foot in.
Yeah.
And that's that.
No.
For me.
Tyreek's more annoying to me than Mitchell. Because you know what I will say about Mitchell is Mitchell's had moments where I'm like, he's just like... Like I feel like he's actually gone a bit insane at this point, and it's just like it's uncomfortable to watch now, and it's like just a bit nasty. But to the first half of the season, his messiness was like genuinely entertaining. Like he was doing, I was like, this man is hilarious.
I think like with Tyreek, he's just more entitled. That's what is irritating. Mitch pisses me off because as soon as he gets a girl that's a bit interested in him, his balls grow the size of my head.
Oh yeah, like he's becoming like a bit entitled.
Yeah,
this week.
Exactly. But then like the only time I was like, I actually really like Mitch is when he was with Abby and he's actually started to form a relationship. When he started getting too excited with other girls that would never like him outside the villa, that's what started to piss me off. But I know about the shush thing.
Should we speak about that? The Whitney and shush.
Yeah, so can you...
So basically, if you haven't watched, they were doing a movie night and Lachlan... I need to fucking defend Lachlan on this because basically they showed a clip of Lachlan telling Whitney that Do you know what I've realised? If people don't watch Love Island and listen to this, they must be like, what are these? These people are clinically insane. Me being like, Whitney told Lachlan that Mitch wasn't that interested in Abby anymore. And then Tyreek like...
yeah, literally.
But let me explain this. Lachlan, they had like a movie night, a second movie night type of thing. And Lachlan told Whitney that Mitch wasn't feeling Abby anymore. Like, just as like a little bit of gossip. And Tyreek was like, you're having too much pillow talk with your girl. Like you shouldn't have said that. You shouldn't have said that. Anything that you tell me in life, you need to know that I'm also going to tell my partner. Like, and that's just point
blank.
That
is fact.
And it won't go outside the two of us. Like he's not going to go over and tell other people and his friends and all that. Like, but you need to know that if you're telling me, I'm also telling my partner. So if you don't want me to do that, don't tell me. Because like it's just a thing. And I also feel like it's one of those things. Tyreek's never been in a relationship, so he doesn't understand that. I didn't understand that
either.
Because my friends would used to do that. And I'd be like, why the fuck are you telling them?
Yeah,
but now I'm in a relationship. I get it. And I think because Tyreek's never been in one, he's like, what are you doing telling your girl? Mm. But that is normal. Like, that is the type of conversations you have. And it's also healthy because it's like, you can sort of get like another point of view on it. Mm-hmm. Say, if, for example, like a friend's in a bad situation and told me, I would go and tell my partner and be like, what do you think I should do about it? Like, to get another opinion while also knowing that like I'm not telling someone like who's going to go and tell other people. Do you know what I mean?
It's different in there as well, because obviously you're going to be talking and obviously
the only thing to fucking talk about is each other.
Yeah, exactly. And then things are going to get around, like, and Tyreek is just, as I said, he's so entitled to be telling any girl to shush. Mm. And it's just unattractive. Yeah, it's so unattractive, but... Ella just, she just needs to do better.
I saw a tweet and I was like, it was like, I was like, Ella's a Hall of Fame pick me. And I was just like,
no.
I was like, if I ever got called that, my God.
It's that, these are so, like, these are main red flags for me. Someone that's too entitled and too overconfident and has no experience. Because you can tell how he is. Like, that would be a red flag. If he said to another girl, like, to Lachlan, as he said to Lachlan, doing too much pillow talk with your girl, that would be a red flag for me as Ella, because I'd be like, fuck, my man does not want to, would not give me the tea. I get that.
I want to know. Like,
and I want to know, like, not that everything has to be discussed from your, like, your boys and all of that stuff, but this is very, like, just chill with that stuff. This isn't getting deeper. Yeah. Like, this isn't real, like, traumatic shit. This is just surface level, like, little drama. And it's not even about fucking Tyreek anyways.
That's the thing. That's the also funny thing. Mitch didn't care. Mitch was like, Lachlan, don't worry. I get your point. Like, yeah. Mitch was, and for coming from Mitch, who is probably the most unreasonable person in that villa, if Mitch is understanding it, then it's really not an issue, especially when it's him who's being spoken about. But the problem is with Ella is she's in too deep too now. I think there's three reasons why Ella is standing back, because a lot of people are calling Ella out for not sticking up for Whitney, and Ella basically kind of like stood by Tyreek and was like, I think Whitney tried to say something and Ella was like, it's between Lachlan and Tyreek, like, you don't need to get involved. There's three reasons. Number one is Ella is coming back from Casa Amor. I think she's still walking on that sort of eggshell territory where she doesn't want to piss off Tyreek too much because she's done the worst thing now in the relationship. And she's kind of, you know, it's sort of that, it's one of those relationships where there's a power imbalance. So it's like, she now just has to wait until Tyreek fucks up more, until the power's back in her hands.
And that's why, this is like the whole thing of cheating though. Like, you never, like, it's cheating, never, I can never ever be back with someone because there's always going to be a power imbalance.
Yeah.
You're never going to trust me. You're always going to have something to say. I'm always going to be like, oh, you don't because, you know, like, I done this. And you're always just going to have that fucking little...
Yeah,
something in your ear.
And I also still think Ella has got like that nibbling, like, it's probably like such a small, like it's decreasing in size as each day goes by, but it's not completely gone, that thought at the back of her head that Tyreek's got, is a player and has never been in a relationship before, and she's still probably a little bit in the territory where it's like, if she does something too like outlandish or something too like thing that reacts in a way that Tyreek doesn't deem as girlfriend-esque, that she's probably still a bit worried that he might leave her.
Also, thinking of that situation that they're in, they're just trying to get the fuck out of this villa and hopefully
all of them want to fucking get out that villa now. They are all hating their life.
So emotions are super high. People are trying to impress other people for the sake of just maybe winning or whatever they think is in their reach. And Yeah, I just think that's...
I think this season could have ended a week ago.
And oh, for sure.
Because it's getting to the point when I was watching...
Is it longer than normal?
No, it's always 8 weeks. Oh. But I've always found 8 weeks is too long. You need to wrap it up after 6 weeks because it's like... First of all, nothing happens after week six because everyone's in their couples. Like, no one's going to switch after 6 weeks that close to the final because it's like, are you dumb? What's the point? And also, it's just like, then just let them go out and live their lives. Like, you don't need to keep them in for 2 weeks.
Even prison animals.
Right? And it gets to the point then where it's like, you have so much cabin fever. And that is what happened, I think, with the Ella and Whitney argument over the shower and calling each other selfish and stuff. It's cabin fever. It's like, you've been with these people too long that, like, you can't bite your tongue anymore. And it's just like, you say things which you don't actually mean, but it's just out of stress. And it's like, it's not, like, this isn't fun. So I genuinely was like, if this Ella and Whitney argument keeps going on, I'm going to have to stop watching the season because it's like making me sad. Like it's draining me watching these episodes because it's so just boring. Like, it's boring. And it's also just like, I don't want to watch two people who I've built like, oh my God, they're such fun friends, then just like argue for a week. Yeah. Like, it's just like not fun to watch. No. But thank God they sorted it out.
Yeah. It's just getting to that point on the holiday that we're not even involved in.
But you know what it is.
I know what you mean. It's like the little juicy like arguments. Yeah. Like, oh gosh. Like,
but you get
and
then like that on your own group holidays when it gets to the end, it's like getting the fuck home. That's literally how you can read it on their faces that they all want to go home.
Going to Scott and Mitch. One of our producers, Luke, who doesn't really watch Love Island at all, he messaged in a group chat. He was like, this is the best moment of Love Island history. And you said the same thing as well, didn't you?
Well, I hadn't watched it yet because, as I said, I was on holiday. So I had to do a big catch up when I got back. And everybody on Twitter was being like, Scott calling Mitch a knobhead is the funniest thing. I'm like, knobhead's not that funny. Like, you guys are being so fucking dramatic, because there was a point on Twitter where I got bored of Scott Love. I was just like, oh my God.
I'm bored of Scott Love
like,
now.
No, I am, like, right now. Like, but I was just like, oh my God, okay, we get it. Catherine did him dirty, but like, he's really not added anything else to the season. Like, you all need to breathe and calm down. But he was really funny with that, because Mitch actually did need to be told he was a knobhead as well. And it was funny. It was fucking funny, and I liked Scott for it. And I want to take this time to give a personal shout out to Abby. I'm sick and tired of the hate Abby is getting on Twitter.
Yeah. Well, I'm not really on Abby hate side.
Oh my God. Every single fucking episode, there's a viral tweet about her appearance. And when,
really?
Like, being like, people, I don't really want to repeat it because it's just like, then I'm adding on. Like, it's just like, she doesn't need to read or hear this stuff. I don't want to hear it. And I just don't understand. Obviously, we both of us have a lot to say about Love Island. And some people may be like, these are real people. Anything I will ever comment on Love Island is, first of all, something that I've seen or been told by someone on the show. I'm not making judgments, or I'm not like saying stuff about their personal lives off the show. And second of all, it's only ever about their character and something that they can change. I just think that, like, why were there viral tweets every night about someone's physical appearance on the show? It's unnecessary. It's mean. And I didn't get it. Like, I think she's a pretty girl.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, me too. I think she's really pretty. Yeah. I think she's really cute. I've always liked Abby.
Same.
But I just felt so bad for her, because the frustration that she's probably had to feel of people telling her that she's still obsessed with a guy that she does not like,
yeah,
would be next level.
And I also need, well, I mean, I actually don't need to call Scott out. I was going to call Scott out, but in last night's episode, he did finally call it quits with Abby and let her know that he wasn't interested. Oh. But he was stringing her along so much. And I felt so bad for her, because it's like, she's on national TV, like, asking, can we please like spoon, like asking, do you like me? And he's like, I'm a slow burner. We're not a slow burner with Catherine. Like, you do not like the girl, just tell her.
So
it's,
that's
like,
why
mean.
I'm like, just what is there to like about Scott? But you know what fucking killed me? Is, you know, the parents bit when Abby's mum bit her lip. That killed me. And she's like, oh, I like him. And fucking bit her lip. Nah, Abby's mum is a G.
And I hope there's a good, I mean, I think ITV have got a good welfare team in place now. But I hope Abby gets support, because I also don't think her time, like, she looks quite like visibly distressed in that villa. Like, she constantly looks like she's on the verge of tears. She constantly looks like stressed out. And I fucking would be too if I had her experience. Like, she actually has genuinely had maybe one of the worst Love Island experience ever. Like, the card she got dealt was so bad.
Yeah, so
she,
bad.
She got like love bombed is maybe the wrong word, but by someone who, and it was the only single boy as well. So obviously you're going to be like, oh yeah, I'm in there at Casa. Then he was horrible to her, and then she was...
Wait, who was up with
Mitchell?
Oh, right, Mitchell.
And then he was horrible to her, and then everybody sort of left her out, and then she got stuck with someone because he was the only other single person and no one knew was coming in. and then he didn't like her either. Like, she genuinely couldn't do anything different, and she got so much hate. So shout out Abby, but that she went home last night. So,
right, Abby. Shout out you though, boo. We should get Abby on the podcast.
Yeah. But yeah, anyway, we're all caught up now, apart from the vote last night. I was shocked that Abby and Scott weren't safe. I genuinely thought that they were like going to be like second in the vote.
Mm.
Tyreek and Ella, Jess and Sammy, and Whitney and Lachlan are looking like a top three couples. Who do you think is going to win?
I think honestly Whitney and Lachlan might win.
I really, really hope they do. And I'm praying... And I'm only saying this because I actually like Ella and Jess as well. I think they're both good islanders. They brought a lot. I just don't think their respective partners deserve the prize money or deserve the title or deserve to...
Can you imagine
how big Tyreek's ego is going to be if he's the winner of Love Island? Like, Lachlan actually seems like a nice, respectable man. And I also don't like all these smear campaigns right now that are happening for Whitney. Because, like, people are, islanders are coming off and talking shit about her. The people in there are getting jealous that she got voted favorite and are trying to drag her down. Like, leave Whitney alone. She's literally been probably her and Jess the only consistently good and funny and not problematic islanders.
Yeah, I like Jess. I like Whitney. And I really want them to get, like, proper, like, industry jobs afterwards.
Yeah.
Not just fucking.
Yeah. Things. I hope Whitney should have, like, problem is a lot of the time, like, they're funny on the show, but, like, it doesn't transfer that well to like podcasts and TV and stuff because it's like, I don't know, like,
I know what you mean.
Like, it just like, it's just natural. Seems forced.
Yeah.
The only islanders that I've seen actually create like a funny sort of spin-off thing, and I think it's because one of them isn't an islander and it's her sister, is Anna and Mandy. Those podcast clips are fucking funny, but I think that's also because
I don't know.
Sisters.
I don't like them after what they said about Whitney.
Fuck. I forgot about that. Fuck them. I forgot. Like, why are you calling Whitney scary when you beat up girls and you beat up actual teenagers in lockdown in Hyde Park?
Yeah.
Like, who are you to say that Whitney is scary?
And I think it's just people that are intimidated by like a black woman that just doesn't really like care and just is very just nonchalant about stuff. And do you know Whitney is... she's got a master's in...
I saw that. I'll go with it.
Yeah. In computer science.
I saw that. And do you know what the crazy thing is that people were saying Whitney's mean or Whitney was being mean or Whitney was being like quote unquote scary. But she's actually handled herself very mature and has always...
People aren't used to that though.
Point across. She always, and that is one thing that I write about her, explains her point so well and never raises her voice.
I think that in these situations though, when you are dealing, which is kind of natural, but when you are dealing with someone that is so calm and can conduct themselves, which is the way to win a fucking argument and also piss another person off, that is usually quite irate.
Yeah.
Like, people get really affected by that, and everyone else in there is like super emotional, so they just think that she's just like a plain faced like quotations bitch,
yeah,
you know. But she can handle her emotions. If it was like a 40-year-old woman doing that, would you call her immature?
Yeah. I also think, not immature, sorry, like scary. I also think, and I don't know if this is gonna sound like such like a cocky shit thing to say, but like, people who get Whitney have like the same emotional intelligence of her and can appreciate. I think people who who don't get her can't relate to her.
Why
aren't you getting angry?
I wish I was like her, but I do get her.
Yeah.
I'm trying to take a leaf out of her
but by the time we're on the next episode, we will know who have won Love Island 2023 part two. But
yes.
Can we just say, if you are a fan of the podcast, vote for Whitney.
Yeah, if you're a fan of the podcast.
A vote for Whitney is a vote for us.
It's a vote for Papa.
Thank you so much for joining us on this week's episode of Pop Off. If people want to find you, Isla, where can they find you?
You can find me on YouTube and Instagram at Isla Loba and TikTok at Isla.
And you can find me on YouTube, Instagram and TikTok at Looking for Lewis. You can also find the Pop Off account on Instagram and TikTok at Pop Off Podcast. We'd love to hear your thoughts from today's episode. Let us know, do you think Ariana Grande's in the wrong? Do you think Doja Cat's in the wrong? And do you think Whitney is going to win? Make sure you subscribe and rate the show. The production team is Katie Baxter and Temi Adebayo, and we will see you next week for a brand new episode.
Ciao!
Bye-bye!
Pop Off is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creative Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts
included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.